Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Jill Kaufman.
And Massachusetts is represented by Pocahontas, right? Pocahontas.
President Trump...
represented by Pocahontas.
There he is, has many times over said on the campaign trail before the election, now from the Oval Office, he's said these very words. Today, Elizabeth Warren, in a surprise appearance and impassioned speech at the National Congress of American Indians, told the story of her parents' marriage. Her mother was part Native American, and the senator's father's parents were opposed to their relationship, so they eloped.
They're gone, but the love they shared, the struggles they endured, the family they built, and the story they lived will always be a part of me, and no one, not even the President of the United States, will take that part of me away.
Why today? We'll find out in a moment. Matt Visor, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe, has been following Elizabeth Warren, following this story. He joins us now by phone. Hi, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you could make it on short notice. Can you catch us up a bit on what's been happening just this morning, and why was Senator Warren's speech such a surprise?
So Warren has been sort of dogged, you know, since her 2012 campaign in Massachusetts over these claims of Native American heritage. She's been a little bit reluctant to engage in this issue head on, and she's not necessarily done a huge amount of work with Native Americans since she became senator, and President Trump has used this to attack her. And so today was an unusual moment. She went to the Native American Congress, which is an annual gathering of top tribal leaders around the country, and this was sort of quietly put together over the past couple of days. Elizabeth Warren was not on the agenda, not scheduled to speak, and it was a shock to many in the room for her being there. And she went, and she had a couple of different messages. One was not apologizing for her claims of heritage. In fact, sort of offering a little bit more detail about her parents and her family and her upbringing. But secondly, she really went on the offensive with President Trump on this term of using Pocahontas to sort of derisively attack Elizabeth Warren.
Matt, I just want to ask you, I just want you to go back for one second. Did you say it was a shock? I mean, somebody from this organization knew that she was going to be speaking. So what does that say about a partnership? You know, is this a united front on something? Are they, you know, is this almost an endorsement of Senator Warren?
It was not an endorsement. She'd been in contact, I think, with several people among the leadership of the putting on this conference. But we talked to people in the crowd afterwards, and there was not an expectation of her being there. In fact, the RNC yesterday put out a memo sort of attacking Warren for not going and not being willing to be before this group. So it was a little bit of a surprise for people in the room to hear from her. But she was well received. She got a standing ovation before the speech and after the speech. We talked with about a dozen different tribal leaders who were there, and the message that she had was well received, at least within the room.
All right, let's hear her a little bit more from her, because during her speech, she does make a distinction between having Native American heritage, which she does still claim, and being enrolled in a tribe.
You won't find my family members on any rolls, and I'm not enrolled in a tribe. And I want to make something clear. I respect that distinction. I understand that tribal membership is determined by tribes and only by tribes.
So, Matt Visor, she's not backing down from any claims of Native American heritage, but do you think this distinction will matter to her detractors?
Not to her detractors, no. I mean, and in fact, if anything, this animates them more.
Does it? And does it also then matter? And I'll just throw this in at you. Does it also then matter to Native Americans? So go from there. Sorry.
I think that what she said does matter to Native Americans. I think that they themselves sometimes draw a distinction between tribal membership and sort of what they've been told through their families. And some of the people we talked to afterwards said, you know what? I found out recently that I was not a whole, you know, bloodline part of my tribe. You know, that I had an ancestor that I didn't know about that wasn't a tribal member. You know, so that they themselves have these a little bit more of a complicated history with their own DNA. So I think that they understand where Elizabeth Warren is coming from, and they find her believable in terms of claiming her heritage. But I don't think that her detractors will back down on this, because there is not proof of what Elizabeth Warren is saying, aside from you know, her sort of family, what's been passed down within her family.
So proof is not, I mean, proof is not repeating, you know, acknowledging and repeating that her mother has Native American blood.
Right. There's no blood test. There's no, you know, there's no DNA evidence. There's not, you know, there is some suggestion of maybe a family newsletter and records that way. But there's not, you know, sort of this definitive evidence that I think her detractors will continue to seize upon and sort of call on her to you know, apologize for, you know, which even some on the left have suggested that she should apologize for claiming this heritage, which she is not doing. But it should be said that this speech kind of will animate, I think, her detractors, because so far she hasn't been as much of a willing participant in this back and forth. Now she is. She's willing to say more about this, and she pledged today to be an advocate for Native American issues. So she's putting herself very much at the forefront on this, which is different from the way that she has acted over the past 5 or 6 years.
All right, Matt, I want to get to the sort of why now moment. Like, the elephant in the room to me is why. So why today? Why was it a surprise speech? Let's just hear from Senator Warren for one more moment. She again responded to criticism in the speech, this time that she used her heritage to get a career boost.
I never used my family tree to get a break or get ahead. I never used it to advance my career.
Yet, did Senator Warren speak today because it will advance her career in some way? Is this a political move? Is she running for some high office, perhaps, and this is a way of clearing the air?
Yeah, I mean, and they're doing it at a, you know, in some ways it's taken them a long time to do this, you know, to go before a crowd like this. And in other ways, she's doing it relatively early if she's going to run in 2020 for president, which, you know, who knows if she will, but this is something that she would need to do in order to run. So it is sort of stoking speculation of her getting ready for more national ambitions. But, you know, a speech like this is fairly early. Mitt Romney gave a speech about his Mormon faith, you know, which at the time was also sort of a hindrance on his national ambitions to explain his background. And he did that, you know, in the midst of his presidential campaign. And Barack Obama did a similar race speech, you know, in the midst of a presidential campaign. So Elizabeth Warren is doing this fairly, you know, early, you know, before she's, you know, made her intentions clear. But it is something that I think those close to her and Democratic strategists say that she needs to do, because this would be a major issue in any sort of presidential campaign.
Right. So maybe taking a risk, but maybe doing what she and her strategists think might be the best foot forward. Matt Visor, thank you so much for jumping in today with us. Deputy Washington Bureau Editor for the Boston Globe. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.